Thought Press Network.
Welcome to Brunchins and Dragons.
My name is Will Cabrera, and I will be the dungeon master for this original story called The Gateway to the World. So come with us on this adventure and sit along at the table as we play a session of Brunchins and Dragons.
So, here is a small update and a catch-up for all of you who are joining us post-episode 17. To catch you up from episode 1 until now, we started off with a background of the world that we are living in, which is called Maldahar. Talked a little bit about the Great War, the Sundering, the Gateway to the World, a little bit about where general history and knowledge, and then everyone woke up clueless as to who they were in jail cells. We found out we had a half-orc who turned out to be a paladin, we had a dwarf who turned out to be the cleric, a halfling who turned out to be a ranger, a gnome who turned out to be a wizard, and a drow turned out to be a warlock. So as far as group composition goes, you guys are an interesting bunch. You dealt with a breakout where you saw an orc, a bunch of kobolds, some goblins, and a half-elf who quickly met her demise as a Durgar came in with a pack of different shaped rats, one of which the halfling wants to mount at some point. The Durgar escaped with a cloaked figure out of a specific cell that was off to the side. The group dealt with some of the rats, geared up, got their own stuff, and started to head out. They did find a clue to their imprisonment as it was self-imposed because the group believes they might have lycanthropy, and that's bad for business. They left the dungeon where they were being held, followed the noises of kobold and goblin warfare as they followed this cloaked figure for more answers. They dealt with the goblins at the farmhouse. They had another encounter at a different farmhouse with some kobolds and the orc, which the kobold was allowed to, one of the kobolds was allowed to live, and gave a black scale to Kolsh with the name Kar Ist Valas, as far as their patron is concerned, or matron, as that doesn't really give you an idea of who that name belongs to. One of the little boys at the farmhouse recognized Torg as a hero of the city. You had an encounter at one of the other towers with some demonic entities. You dealt with them. You found that they had used some of the old teleportation doorways to their own advantage. You found the first keystone, the Alpha Keystone, which you still have in your possession. You followed the Durgar forward into the doorways. You also discovered the Delta Door, the Phi Door, and the Omega Door, which was huge beyond comparison to the other doors, clearly made for giants and whatnot. You met some group of kobolds, some of them who believed they were going to die to a successful cast of Burning Hands, but three ones on three six-siders proved otherwise. And what would have been a magnificent assault turned into a small sunburn.
So I'm rolling currently 3d6 and... Aww.
You have three ones?
Three
ones.
I need
you to put one of these back in your bag.
No, put it back
on
the table.
No, you gotta take a picture of the fact that I was able to roll
shit himself.
Three...
Oh, Sailor Jerry's gonna have a fucking trip with this.
Guys, what the fuck?
Just, you see him run over, he's just like, ah!
What? Guys, no. I literally go like,
I think
no,
he's got it!
And then he fucks up.
No,
I'm
sorry, I think we need to drink for this.
Yeah.
Just because it's
no,
the
yeah,
no,
sure, yeah, we're
three
totally
ones,
this.
3 ones.
Yeah, this was okay.
What the fuck?
Bear, take a picture
here
of this. Bear, the glasses. The glasses.
Salutes.
The glasses, because this is sad.
Wait, and I need this face in the background.
His face.
Get his face in the background.
Like, what the fuck was that?
You followed the Durgar further, dealt with some goblins and some new orcs to replace Bao, who had been released from his honorless death. You found some tribal totems that Damien also disfigured. I believe the quote was, he peed on them. You found the Mu door and the Theta door as well in this new area. You dealt with what you thought was a mimic, but turned out to be animated inanimate objects. You found a bag of holding with a symbol from Cove City belonging to the Trice family. But finally, you found your way to an encounter with the Durgar himself. You dealt with him and his pack of rats. You took his pipe of the sewers for yourselves, some of his items as well, and you also found a letter written about some dragon that this cloaked figure didn't want to anger. That's when the great Archmage Zahal Drow shows up and has begun talking to you through his apprentice because of a previous encounter with Damien, where he no longer believes that the group is in control of their finer faculties.
Damien, the Skull Keeper,
yes,
protector of the forge,
very nice,
holder of this rock, and you will address me as such, and that is an intimidation roll.
Make it.
Oh, roll it.
You're making it. Please roll a one.
No!
Oh!
No! So, are you here with the excitement? The excitement has been leveled. Our half-orc paladin rolled a 19 on the die. Plus?
I don't know, but it's...
it's a plus 2, so that's a 21 to intimidate this archmage that's like 30 times our level to respect him. He just literally did the proverbial zip your man or womanhood out and lay it on the table for him to enjoy.
Wait, we gotta see if this actually goes through, okay?
You have a plus 4 to intimidate.
Oh! That's a 23! That's a 23 then!
Okay, so
23,
wait,
you missed
what
your
does
hate
a 23 do now?
What?
Hey,
this
is
you're gonna expect this.
You see, there's so much
it just
him
peeked out. Yeah.
You see him back up behind the halfling.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Kind of like, he nudges you forward. He's like, Master Halfling, if you could keep your barbarian under control. That would be
I am a paladin.
Wait, I look over to you.
No, the moment he yells out, he is a paladin, I go, son of Hephaestus.
Yes! Slayer of the Bow! Kind of.
He lowers himself down to your level. He's like, Master Halfling, please.
He lowers himself down to the Halfling level. He gets even lower.
So I look over at him.
Your group is completely unruly, sir. Please.
Diplomacy has failed you. You talked a little bit about the old passageways, the gateways, made a plan about attacking the cloaked figure as best as possible in Fedor's Grove, where it was last seen heading. You teleported, probably what you believe to be off target, met with some goblins, dealt with them, took their things, because that's what you do, found another letter written in Dwarvish, and a small map of attack locations. You found a dilapidated house out in the forest where you were attacked by some undead, which you verily dealt with. And in the middle of resting from all of this excitement, another undead ghost peeked her head up from a hidden stairway leading to the basement, where Orym's curiosity got the better of him, and he started the next encounter, which is where we have left off, which we started at Game Con, And now we continue here for your enjoyment.